We have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Kate Olson, who's the Cass County Extension Director, is in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to talk a little bit this morning about, I know, taxes.
Everybody loves taxes.
Yeesh, what are we doing? It's nowhere near tax time yet, right?
Correct.
Well, it's always tax time when you stop and think about it. You're always preparing and always backlogging things and making sure you have all the documentation and what have you. But, you know, for some folks, they need just that little bit of extra help, too. And I know you've got a program through Iowa State University Extension that's been really a part of our lives for quite a few years now to help folks out with tax preparation.
Right. The VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, is a program that Cass County Extension has been partnering with for many years. It is an IRS-sponsored program. The goal of the program is to certify community volunteers to prepare and e-file basic tax returns at no cost for low to moderate income families in the Cass County and surrounding areas. And the reason we're talking about it now is we need a few good men, so to speak, or women. We need some volunteers to work with the VITA program. This is a completely volunteer-based program, which means we can't do it if we don't have those great community members step up and volunteer their time and effort to help out. Pretty much all you need to be a volunteer for the VITA program is a basic understanding of income tax laws, an interest in helping others, and some basic computer skills, and we can train from there.
It's an important part of the program, as you said. Without volunteers, you can't help folks. And there are some folks who've really come to depend on this program.
Oh, absolutely. We serve quite a few folks every year. Of course, there's also a great benefit done to the local community economic-wise this way. We get quite a few monies is back into the community as far as refund dollars, work credits, and things like that. So that's all money that's coming back into the community and being spent locally as a result of this program.
And the purpose of this program isn't to step on the toes of those private businesses who are doing tax preparation work and what have you. This is primarily to help folks who would not probably otherwise seek out the help and might be missing out on some important opportunities through the income tax laws.
Correct. These would be folks that maybe would not have the means to have their taxes prepared. We do have income guidelines for folks to even be eligible for this program. And we also only file the basic tax returns. We don't file any of the schedule tax returns. We don't file business credits, moving credits, anything like that. This is just a basic service for folks who work hard for a living but don't have the means to have their taxes done by a paid preparer. And like I mentioned, there are income guidelines, and so these are folks who may not know how to claim all of the credits that they're due to get that refund.
Well, let's talk volunteers. Who volunteers? What kind of people are you looking for?
We're looking for great people. Our volunteers, like I mentioned, as long as you have a basic understanding of income tax laws and some basic computer skills and are willing to work with people, a good attitude, ability to maintain confidential information, good attention to detail, all of those are things that we would be looking for in somebody. But again, mostly, we can train a lot of the basic skills as long as there is an interest. We do train people on preparing basic tax returns, basically just the 1040, 1040A and 1040EZ. We don't do much schedule stuff. There is training online available before tax season, and then a short test you have to pass to get certified to do this type of tax preparation. There's also a background screen in order to make sure that we've got folks that can maintain the confidentiality and don't have any prior convictions or things like that. So the time commitment as far as that, there is a little bit of time commitment up front to get trained and certified. And then usually during the tax season, probably from February through March, maybe into April, we really are pretty flexible and work with the volunteers' schedules to make sure. I believe last year we did a few afternoons and then two or three Saturdays.
If you had some retired people who were doing that kind of work in their working years, be great, but not everybody falls into that category.
Right.
And when you start talking 10:40 this and schedule this, whatever. I mean, you start to kind of scare some folks because they may have had to go out and find somebody to help them over the years, too, with their taxes. But that doesn't mean they can't be helpful to others.
Correct. Yeah. And like I said, a lot of the schedules and things like that, we don't even file. So this is really just filing basic taxes. So understanding basically basic income tax principles. We don't get into most of the complicated stuff, so folks are not required to know that. The program will be slightly different this year in that one of the folks who's been coordinating it regionally for a while is actually retiring. So we are also potentially looking for someone to serve as the local coordinator and interface with IRS just as far as the reporting standpoint.
Well, maybe she could be a volunteer.
Maybe.
Or maybe she wants to take a year off. We'll see.
Possibly.
Well, talk a little bit about what's expected of folks, because you talk about the training and everything, but if they go through the training and get certified to become one of the volunteers, then what does that mean for them? What's the time commitment? Do they go to visit people in their homes? Do folks come to visit them? How does it all work?
How the program works is the Cass County Extension Office is basically the tax preparation site, and it is appointment only. We work with the volunteers, and we set up, like I mentioned, I believe last year we did maybe 3 or 4 Saturdays. So we have those dates scheduled well in advance. We take care of all the scheduling and appointments. We send out everything to the folks who are coming in to have their taxes prepared. So our volunteers just need to show up at the scheduled time. We schedule appointments about every 45 minutes, and so they'll be working with a different client about every 45 minutes. Those folks should come in with most of the things they need to file their taxes. We do send them a list in advance of things they need to bring with them. And they'll have some basic questions to answer. To be in accordance with IRS guidelines, we are required to have 2 volunteers that do double check each other's work before they're allowed to e-file that return. So that's why we need 2 to 3 volunteers. So we cannot run a site with just 1 volunteer. We have to have at least 2 folks trained so they can check each other's work, basically.
Excellent. I was going to ask you, too, e-filing is still an option for those folks, so that's good.
Absolutely. E-filing is still an option. I believe we prepared over 70 returns in Cass County last year, and all but 1 were e-filed.
Oh, very good. Now, what about liability issues? Because, you know, it always says down there at the bottom of my thing that, you know, my tax preparer will be with me in case I get audited or made a mistake or something somewhere. What happens if there's a mistake made somewhere?
Volunteers under this program are exempt from liability as far as the scope of this program goes. They're covered under a liability clause through the IRS that if you are a volunteer for this program and they're acting in the best interest of the client and their work is double-checked, they're exempt from liability.
Okay, so they don't have to worry about any major problems coming back later.
Correct.
On.
Correct.
Very good. And corrections can always be made after the fact anyway, as we know. So, very good. Well, if folks are thinking at all about doing something like this, about volunteering for a program like this, there's a little bit of responsibility involved there, too. They should probably start thinking about it here pretty soon. What's your deadline right now?
Well, we don't have a hard and fast deadline, but we would like to know by... Well, we would like to have folks mostly trained by the end of November. So what that means is we'd like to know here within the next 2 to 3 weeks if folks are interested in the program, because probably by the middle to late November, we're going to have to make a decision on whether or not we have enough volunteers to do the program this year, because folks need enough time to get trained. There is some paperwork we have to file with the IRS to certify ourselves as a site for this tax year. And again, we have to have time to get materials gathered and get folks through the training so they are certified volunteers by the beginning of the tax preparation year.
And you want to have some time to enjoy the holidays too, right?
Right, yes. My idea of Happy New Year's Eve is not filing paperwork with the IRS.
Well, that would be good. That would be good. Well, very good. Well, so if folks are thinking about that at all, if someone out there is thinking that this might be something for them, it'd be great to get them going again. Do you have a lot of turnover in volunteers year to year? Do you get a lot of people that like to come back and do this year after year?
We do have. We actually had a longtime volunteer who is not able to work with us anymore, which is one of the reasons we're looking. And also, as I mentioned, just within the last couple years, that 2 volunteer double check requirement from the IRS has come into play. So the program is changing a little bit with our coordinator retiring, the new requirements from the IRS. But we do have 1 returning volunteer this year, so we need a 2nd volunteer or 3rd volunteer like I mentioned, just so you can always have two available to double check each other's work, with the additional responsibility of serving as a site coordinator. I would love to do that, but it has to be someone who is trained to do tax returns that serves as the site coordinator with the IRS.
Excellent. Well, if you're looking for some way to get out there and help some folks out that need the help, then this might be a plan for you to be able to keep that gray matter moving a little bit.
Absolutely. It is a fun challenge. You meet a lot of great people working with this program. Some of our longtime volunteers do get good relationships established with the people who come back to the program year after year. And it is a great way to give back to the community with really not that much of a time commitment. I mean, if you're talking about 3 or 4 weekends over the entire tax preparation season, it's not that huge of a time commitment. The time commitment is with the training and stuff up front.
Sure. Call the office.
Absolutely, yeah. You can give us a call at the Extension office, 243-1132, with any questions. You can also email us or on our website, just Google Cass County ISU Extension. We do have a story on there about this program, as well as a one-page PDF of frequently asked questions and a little more information to get people started.
Oh, very good. Find all the information they need. And as I said, maybe this just fits your niche. Maybe this is something you think that would fit well into the type of giving back that you'd like to do for all the good things other people have done for you over the years. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.